Now, I wanted to discuss generally maintenance immunosuppression. As I talked about earlier, the protocols vary by the transplant center. Most U.S. centers use either triple or dual therapy. When we refer to triple therapy, we mean a calcineurin inhibitor, cyclosporine or tacrolimus, plus an antimetabolite, which would be Imuran or Celcept or sirolimus, plus steroids. So one in each of those categories would give you triple therapy. Dual therapy historically has meant a calcineurin inhibitor plus steroids, although in some places now we're using combinations like Celcept and sirolimus. The rationale is similar to chemotherapy in that if we use multiple drugs, we can hopefully use lower doses of each drug and avoid side effects. If we used monotherapy, we would have higher doses and probably a higher incidence of side effects. The final thing to emphasize about maintenance immunosuppression is that recipients must be compliant with their immunosuppressive regimens for the life of the allograft. Many times we can taper the amount of drugs that they're on with time. However, they can never get completely off immunosuppression. We have not yet achieved immunologic tolerance. That actually is what could be considered one of the holy grails of transplantation, in that you get your kidney transplant, we treat you a certain way, and your immune system is intact. However, it is tolerant of your kidney, and you don't have to take the immunosuppression for the rest of your life.